You're welcome.
I know, my old friend.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. Today is Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017. It is 2 p.m. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners convening for our legal counsel update. First item on the agenda is matters from commissioners. Item number two is executive session, and we'll go into that in a minute. Are there any items from the board for legal? I had a conversation with a property group this morning. I wanted to talk about a property that we've been managing for a while. It's not an executive session, or need for executive session item. I was going to give legal direction to include it in what we're already doing with the trust accounts that we manage for the libraries. I think we have two, George Borders and maybe one other one, but anyway, the idea that we should give those over as originally intended to the libraries so that they can use those for what they would like to. And then the same thing for a piece of property on in Rogue River. It's just on Rogue River Highway. And so we've put it up for sale twice to try to get them the resources or the revenue from that, and it hasn't met its minimum bid requirement. Rather than the library maybe misconstruing or construing that we didn't do what we should have done, either maintaining it or getting rid of it, I was going to suggest that we just include that in the package of resources we're going to give them, and then they can do what they want with it. They could either rent it out, they could sell it, do whatever they want, but it wouldn't be in our care anymore.
So, is that if the district passes or either way?
I don't think it matters either way. So, if that's okay with the board, that's the direction I'd like to
try it twice. You know, we're spending more resources. If you gave it to them, maybe their volunteer group can go clean it up or whatever it needs to do to get it more marketable.
Yeah,
they receive the benefit from that.
They may want to go out and hire a realtor. Offer a percent of the sale to the realtor.
Exactly. Do that.
I just don't have I didn't have the authority to make that decision, but it's certainly within our purview to just request legal just to put it in the package and get rid of it. Give it over to them.
Within one order.
The other item that I have is that I just got an email from the COG regarding the CDBG grant process. We need to do an IGA with the COG, that they're going to facilitate that. Michael Cavallaro's been designated under that project from the passing of Ms. Foley. And so there's a draft in my inbox that I just forwarded to you and Wendy in our office to review. And we can do that and then bring it to the board and have that in the queue to get approved. We don't ever want, I want to just use this opportunity to say that our processes internally have to be very expeditious from a standpoint that we're requesting the COG to facilitate the CDBG getting Food and Friends out of the extension as soon as possible. So ideally, I wouldn't want it to languish in the county's hands for a number of weeks or months or any duration thereof, so that we can, it's just an IGA, get it approved and get them working on it as quickly as possible so they can start spending the money and doing the work so they can move on. So
I do have one thing, going back, if you're done with that subject. I received a phone call on my voicemail from a gentleman out there by the rock place, the rock and soil place in Cape Girardeau. And he said that the rules state that those alarms can't be any more than 2 decibels over what the noisiest thing is that they have. And I don't know where he gets that. I've never heard of that. 2 decibels is that. I mean, that to me doesn't make any sense.
That's more than 2 decibels.
But I don't know where he's getting that. And he's stating that, you know, those alarms are louder than 2 decibels, louder than the loudest thing. And
ambient noise.
And so if I'm going to call OSHA first off and find out what theirs is, and then also DEQ, I've worked with their noise abatement program in the past, and see if I can get some ruling on it. We'll get a meter down here and find out exactly what's going on. Because I went out and met with the folks on Friday, and I don't know how we're going to, you know, I think there's, is there any way anybody's going to meet with anything out there?
I talked with Denise about that and forwarded her a copy of the findings, highlighting specifically that every motorized vehicle with a backup deal has the least possible but conforms to the law. Not what happened when they bought it in 96 or 2006 or last year. So
that's Denise's instruction of our findings. Then I think we're okay. He's okay, but we're going off of this. Well, I think he's only can be 2 decibels over the highest thing. That's nonsense. That's in
the findings that the board.
You wouldn't be able to hear the backup.
No, the findings that the board approved was that they would find what's available on the market, complying with OSHA and everything else, but the least possible sound amount of decibels put out, and that's what we all agreed on. Is in the findings.
Yeah. It wasn't that it was even this year. It's if it changes next year, you comply with next year.
Exactly.
It's the lowest level of sound at any time that meets.
It's acceptable. But he's saying that OSHA, this time the homeowner is saying that it's only 2.
That's not what we agreed to.
Okay.
So I don't know where that comes from. Anything else? Okay. Well, at this time, it's 2:06. The board will now meet in executive session pursuant to ORS 192.6602E, which is the disposition of county real property, which is item number 2A. Item number 2B is confidential memo regarding county bank under ORS 192.6602F, confidential memo. Item number 2C is nuisance abatement, 200 Stanford Way, ORS 192.6602H. And finally, item number 2D, water quality enforcement, ORS 192.6602H. This provides for the board to meet in executive session. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of executive session, we will welcome the audience back in the room to deliberate and make a decision if necessary on any of the subject matters that were previously discussed, but no decision must be made. So at this time, at 2:07, the recorder will now be turned off.